Добро утро! Аз съм Сали и вие сте с рубриката Загуба на време, където ви губим времето.
Good morning, I'm Sally. Stay with us and with our radio program titled Waste of Time. We will speak about the Opian War and an old Bulgarian tradition called Trifon Sarazen. Trifon Sarazen is the symbol of the nature's revival and as well as Saint Valentine that is celebrated also on the 14th of February. Saint Valentine will be also a part of our program. But now we will face the Asian topic, the Opian War. Shortly after the Age of Discoveries began, England realized how valuable China's silk, porcelain and tea are. England started to purchase a large amount of Chinese goods. The trade was very beneficial for England. However, the British merchant encountered some problems. Since China's policy was close to European and American trade as well as the colonization, China tended to export more goods than to import. England merchants willing to keep the silver for themselves such as a good exchange. However, China was not interested in English product. In that case, England tried to find out what the China could be interested in, what they would need more and more. Finally, they found an answer: drugs. England had a huge opium delivery from its colony, India. A lot of Chinese became addicted and the emperors forbade consuming drugs. A good decision. But what happened as a result?
73-та година, количеството вече е... 75 тона.
Wow.
Следват още повече забрани, но естествено продължава да се внася още повече опиум. До толкова, че броя на пристрастените става огромен. И през 1820 година са внесени 900...
While the import of opium in China was about 15 tons annually, in 1770 it increased up to 75 tons. The emperor prohibited the sale and consume of drugs, yet the import increased greatly. In 1820, 900 tons drugs were imported. 20 years later, 1,400 tons annually. And what did England do in the meantime? It insisted on opening the China's harbors for so that the import condition improved. The China's administration desperate and emperor appointed Lin Sexu, an important personality in China, to control the opium trade. After the British refused to the end the threat, he blockaded the British merchants and confiscated the ships supply with the drugs. Following, Lin insisted to sign a bond promising not to deal in opium. The Chinese emperor sent a letter to Her Majesty the Monarch of England, Queen Victoria, appealing to stop the delivery of opium. But the queen's answer was not really diplomatic. It sounded like this.
Bitch, please.
Her answer provoked the first drug war, and it was won by the English. His victory was a result of better arms. The Chinese chances were not so great. I don't know how you imagine them, but I imagine them like this.
I was gonna kill that British dog, but then I got high.
However, this war was followed by a second opium war. Also, this war was lost by the Chinese. After the English victory, Great Britain gained a lot of privilege, concerning the opium trade with China.
След това, тази война е последвана от още една. А именно, втората опиумна война, в която Китай пак губи.
No.
Други неща, за които ще говорим, са...
Now we will move on to Trifon Sarazen. Trifon Sarazen is the Eastern Orthodox patron saint of wine. Trifon's feast day is an old Bulgarian tradition and is known under various names such as Drunken Trifon. It is celebrated by Bulgarian vine growers, gardeners, cheers.
13 февруари от овците, градинарите и хората, които правят, продават и пият вино.
На здраве!
Как се празнува този?
Everybody drinks wine. They bake bread, cook a chicken, and moreover, the kings of wine growing is chosen. He has to be wealthy because he has to invite all guests then. Cheers!
На здраве!
Свети Валентин е католически празник, който се празнува на...
And now I will tell you some interesting things about St. Valentine. St. Valentine's Day originates from an old Catholic tradition. It was a liturgical celebration dedicated to early Christian saint named Valentinus. And it was always served on February 14 each year. One of the early Christian saints named Valentine was a priest in Rome. He was martyred in the 3rd century and buried on the Via Flaminia. It wasn't until the High Middle Age that the feast day on St. Valentine was linked to celebration of love affection.
Свети Валентина все пак.
И?
Еми то днес трябва да се обичаме.
YCBS, your international youth radio.
Това беше от мен, Сали, и рубриката Загуба на време, където, ами, загубихме ви времето.
It was Sally with our program, Waste of Time. Moderation, Lore Kölker.